Meemaw had a birthday this week. Happy birthday, Meemaw. Brother Freddie had a birthday this week. A bunch of people getting old around here. I refuse to. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. Amen. Go ahead, Sister Joanne. Amen. Yeah. Amen, darling. Yes. Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing. Yes. Granny Faye just turned 88 last week. Man, I'm telling you, we're close to getting out of here, I think. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I know we sing a lot this morning, but we're going to preach a little, okay? Be honest with you. I better be honest. I'm going to preach till I'm done, all right? Amen. Brother Tony, Levi said, Brother Tony Shirley preached so long last night, he took a break and let him stand up. Levi said, seriously, he just stopped and said, I know I've been preaching a long time. Y'all stand up a few minutes. I thought, my soul, I promise you, I'll try not to preach that long this morning. I want you to take your Bibles and turn to two places with me. Find 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. And then Romans chapter number 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Hold your finger there and then find Romans chapter number 5. Y'all doing okay this morning? Say amen. Amen. I'll be honest with you, I could leave right now and say, man, what a day we had in church today. We've already had two saved this morning. How about that? A husband and a wife got saved together. You know what? Me and my wife, when I was 19 years old, my wife was a couple of years behind me. We got saved together on New Year's Eve and got baptized together, and we've been together for 31 years since then. Amen? So what a blessing, man. It has been good this morning. And to hear Nathan get up and testify this morning, hallelujah. I thought Roger Bush was going to come out of his skin back there when his boy stood up and testified. What a blessing, man. And I can't wait to get out of here and go tell somebody how good it's been already. Romans chapter number 5, are you there? I want you to look with me at verse number 12. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 12. The Bible said, wherefore, as by one man, say the word with me, sin. Let's say that again. Wherefore, as by one man, what? Sin entered into the world, and death by what? Sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have, say it with me, sin. Three times in that verse we have the word sin or sin mentioned in one verse of Scripture. But yet we have many preachers in America who will dodge that word. They'll skirt around that word. They'll say anything but that word. They will not say the word sin. The most famous preacher in America told Larry King on live television, he said, we just don't use that word. That's what's wrong in America. We no longer use that word. Nothing's wrong. Everything's all right. Do you believe that? No. No, you don't believe that. Nobody really believes that. What we want to believe that is whatever we do is okay. But what everybody else is doing is not okay. Amen. Boy, y'all ain't with me this morning. I know that's not popular. Would you say it was right for a grown man to mess with a child? You'd be a retard if you believed that. But did you know that in the eyes of God, sin is sin? My sin, your sin, all sin. Are we all right? What is sin? It's breaking the rules. There are rules in life. You can't just do whatever you want and get by with it. Trust me, the speed limit right out there is 35 miles an hour. Coming to church this morning, I come around the curve, coming up this way from New Georgia, and I saw Barney sitting there. You know what I did? I jumped on them brakes real quick. I thought, I'm running late. I ain't got time to get a ticket for church. Amen. There's rules out there. If you got on that road and went to here, say you was going to Dallas, you got to get on 61 North and go that way. If you got in your vehicle and you put your foot on the gas and said, no matter what, I'm not taking my foot off this gas. And no matter what, I'm not touching that brake. No matter what. As fast as this car will go, I'm going to Dallas. You wouldn't get there. There's some rules out there, and those rules aren't to hurt you. Those rules are to help you. Would you agree?
Amen.
Amen. Now, in life, there's some rules. The Bible said, wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world. Adam and Eve was born in a perfect place. Scientists and education would have you believe that man was born down here with a club in a cave and dragging his wife by the hair of the head, and man has got better and better and better and better and better. I'm afraid it's the other way. Man was born way up here in a perfect place where there was no sin. Are you listening to me? I said there was no sin. Perfect place. And he's got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse as the days go by. What's that other verse of scripture I told you? 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. Now watch this with me. We're going somewhere. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 12. If you're looking at it, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible said, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he what?
Fall.
What causes us to fall? Say it with me. Sin. Sin causes us to fall. You've got a lot of people and a lot of churches that would have you believe that they're perfect. They're liars. You've got a lot of people that would have you think they live such a higher standard of life than you do. The Bible said, let him that thinketh he standeth. Take heed lest he fall.
Amen.
We can get to a place where we convince ourselves that we're doing so well.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Man, I got my suit on. I got my little, what do you call that? Glorified snot rag right there. You can say snot in church when you're the pastor. Thank you, mother. Amen. Got my towel on. I mean, got my shoes shined. Got my King James Bible. Whew, I'm doing all right. You better be careful what you tell yourself. You better be careful. You can convince yourself you're all that in a bag of chips when you ain't nothing but a handful of crumbs, amen? Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There was a nursery rhyme we had as a child, and I'm going to preach from that nursery rhyme this morning. There was somebody who thought he was doing all right, but he fell. The nursery rhyme says Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. But Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty together again. Humpty Dumpty, he's going to represent you and me this morning. How many of you remember Humpty Dumpty? Talk to me. Y'all looking at me like I'm talking from Mars. I don't know if kids still have Humpty Dumpty anymore. But when you're old like me and Brother Freddie, you grew up with Humpty Dumpty. Amen. Humpty Dumpty was an egg. Y'all remember that? And he was setting up on a high wall. I remember having that in a book, Mama, at the house. I remember seeing that when I was a little boy, and the wall looked like the wall of a castle or something. It was a big, great, big, high wall. I said Humpty Dumpty was up on a high wall. That's where man started off. Man started off way up here on this high wall. I mean, boy, he was doing good. Man was doing real good. Humpty Dumpty sat up on that wall and he thought, man, I'm up here on this wall and I'm looking down at everybody else. I got it made in the shade. That's where man was. Just like Humpty Dumpty, he was up on that wall. No sin, no sorrow, no death would have lived forever in a perfect society. But there was a tree in that garden. And God said, if you eat of that tree, you're going to die. Are you listening? Humpty Dumpty sat up on that high wall, but he forgot something. He forgot what he was. He was an egg. Eggs are fragile. Sometimes in life we forget what we are. We're human. And life is fragile. We go through life and we look at other people and we think, that'll never happen to me. Yeah, don't forget, you're just an egg. Turn around, look at your neighbor, say, you ain't nothing but an egg. That's all you are. I know you an egg. I know you an egg because people are cracking up over everything. When you get busted up over something on Facebook, you an egg. When you get sideways with God because somebody talked about you, you an egg. Amen. And you ain't no boiled egg neither. You a raw egg. Some of you a rotten egg. Because when you crack, you stink. Amen. Are we okay this morning? He forgot he was an egg. Hey, we don't need to forget that we're fragile. And we are subject to the same fruit that Eve was. Amen. We're subject to the same sin. What's happening to them out there that we're looking down our nose at can come to our house. Amen. I laugh at people. I've been pastoring this church for 22 years. I get tickled at people who used to not have no kids and now they got kids. And they used to sit around. I've heard them say it. Well, I tell you one thing. When I have kids, bless God, I won't. Now they got them. I'd love to have one of them voice recorders, you know, them little things you record notes and stuff on and play back some of that stuff. Some of them people said, I tell you, my kids won't do this. My kids won't do that. Now they're the biggest brats around the church. You said, Brother Hedy, who are you talking about? You. If a shoe fits, wear it. Amen. Amen. Hey, we are subject to anything. Did you know you're capable of any sin? Amen. I never thought, just last night, somebody was messing around in the woods behind my house in the middle of the night. I got in the truck, I rode up the road, shined my lights down in the woods. I said, hey, come out of there. Here come this boy. I didn't know what was coming there. I had my gun in my hand. I didn't come home last night. I didn't go to bed last night planning on shooting somebody. But if there's some wild, messed up dude come out of that woods with a gun in his hand, I'd have planted that dude right there. Amen. You said, could you kill somebody? Sure I could. So could you. Amen. What I'm trying to say is you're as capable of any sin as anybody else is. Amen. Be careful what you say. I never will. I won't ever do that. Yeah, come on, I won't ever do that. You better be careful. Amen. You just like Humpty, you an egg. The Bible said a just man falleth 7 times and riseth up again. How many of you fail?
Amen.
Think about it. Think about it. We got to remember that we're nothing but dust. God formed man out of the dust of the earth. A dirt bag. That's about all you are.
Amen.
I got a finger pointing back this way too. But he didn't even say dirt, Brother Fred. He said dust. He formed man out of the dust. That's what's under the bed. Dust ain't worth nothing. I can take dirt and plant a seed and grow something. I can get enough dirt and I can sell it. I ain't seen nobody selling truckloads of dust. We got to remember what we are. Remember what he said? I'm just preaching the Bible this morning. Take heed. Let him that thinketh he standeth, let's rephrase that. I wouldn't change the Bible for nothing, but let's think about it this way. Let's let him that thinketh he's something. Let's let him that thinketh he's all right. Let's let him that thinketh he has arrived and is above somebody else take heed, lest he fall. I got to get to the message, but I'm thinking about some guys. Some dear friends of mine several years ago, I just told this the other Sunday, I think, Brother William, but it just came to my mind again. A preacher friend of mine messed up. Oh, I mean, he messed up big time. Made a bad, bad mistake, hurt a bunch of people. I mean, boy, he blew it. And there was a couple other preacher friends of mine took it upon themselves that it was their calling in life to travel the country, stand in pulpits across America and tell everything that preacher did. That's what they did. I mean, I preached with them. I heard them do it myself over and over and over. Get in a pulpit, name that preacher's name, and just show all his garbage to everybody. They thought that was their job. They thought that was godly. Both of those preachers wound up doing the same thing that other preacher did. Boy, it got quiet on them.
Yeah.
Both of them wound up. Why do you think that happened? Because it came home to roost on them. That egg hatched, friend. We got to be careful how we look at others. What we need to be looking is at ourselves. How good am I really standing? How well am I really doing? I sit here all day long and tell you about somebody else's sin. But I don't want to look at my own. Now, why did Humpty Dumpty fall off that wall? Why did he fall? I think, number one, he was looking. Y'all remember that little song? Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see.
Amen, preacher.
Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little eyes, what you see. You know, your eyes, somebody said, is the window to your soul. Your eyes is the window to your soul. Some things you can't help but see. Some things is not your fault that you saw it. In the book of Joshua, there was a man by the name of Achan. They went in to take the promised land, and God said, don't take anything. It's a curse. Don't take anything. But Achan took some gold and some silver and some clothes. And when he was confronted about it by the man of God, here's what he said. I looked, I coveted, and then I took. There was a process. He couldn't help but see what was laying there, but he lingered. We got to be careful what we put in front of our eyes.
Amen, preacher.
And we're living in a world today, man, where you just got about have blinders on.
You're right.
Are you listening to me? Man, we've got commercials on television today that are more provocative than porn was back in the 50s. We got to be careful what we put in front. Well, you say, well, that don't bother me. You ain't much of a man.
Amen.
We okay? Is that too blunt?
Great.
If a supermodel in underwear doesn't get your attention, son, you got a problem, dude. Be careful what you see.
Yes, sir.
Be careful what you put in your eyes.
Amen.
Because that's what gets in your head and gets you to thinking.
Yeah.
Humpty got to looking. Just like in the garden.
Yes, sir.
That's it. Adam and Eve living in that perfect place. Eve looking at that fruit on that tree. I know I ain't supposed to eat that, but that sure does look good. And here comes a snake. And she got past looking and started listening.
Amen. Come on, preacher.
Are you y'all in the same house I'm in this morning?
Yes.
She started listening. That old snake slithered up and said, hey, what you doing? She said, I'm just kind of looking at that fruit. Why don't you eat some of it? Well, God said if we eat it, we'll die. Oh, come on. Really? I'm just telling you what the devil said to her. That ain't what God... That's that old archaic King James Version.
You
need an NIV.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
He didn't really mean that. He didn't mean you was going to die. What he meant to say was if you eat that fruit, you'll be smart as he is.
Yeah.
He said, oh, I didn't know that. She got to listening. You know what she did? She took it. She took the advice of the wicked over the advice of the holy. And then Adam comes along. Hey, babe, what you doing? She said, Adam, you're naked. He said, I've been naked since I was born. He said, what have you been doing? She said, eating this fruit, and Adam, it is good. So Adam takes it too. Now our text verse in Romans chapter 5, whereby one man's sin entered into the world. It started with looking and listening. You better be careful what you listen to.
Amen.
Ladies, you look at me real careful. That man that brags on your hair at work, you better cut that dude off at the knees.
Amen, preacher.
He brags on how pretty you look in that new outfit. You better be careful. You got a husband at home and you got children at home. Be careful what you're listening to. Amen. Men, the same goes for you.
Yes, sir, preacher.
I think you commit adultery, you ought to be publicly whipped.
Amen.
Humpty got to looking, Humpty got to listening. And then thirdly, Humpty got to laying the blame. God comes walking in the cool of the day. Adam! Adam! Wherefore art thou? Adam, you think God didn't know where he was? God knew the very bush he was hiding behind.
Amen.
Adam, where you at? Here I am. What are you doing, Adam? Hiding. Why are you hiding, Adam? You know how you do as parents? You ask your kids questions you know the answer to. Why are you hiding, Adam? Well, we naked. Naked? How you know you're naked? You know that woman you made me? I'm preaching straight up Bible this morning. I'm giving you the redneck version, but that's what he said. How you know you naked, Adam? Why, that woman you made me. He started laying the blame on somebody else. That's what society teaches us as humans to do.
Yes,
put
sir.
The fault of your own sin on somebody else.
Amen.
Psychiatrists say, did your mama beat you as a child? Yeah, didn't yours? I guarantee you 30 minutes with a psychiatrist, I'd have them taking their own medicine. Guarantee you, I'd like to just go lay down on one of them couches. I'd freak that dude out. Show me them ink blots. I'll tell you what I see. Amen. And I blame it on somebody else. I love my daddy with all my heart. I miss him severely. Sister Terry Cato's dad got killed in a car wreck. And boy, it just flooded back all the memories of my dad getting killed in a car wreck. But when I was 4 years old, my daddy left my mother 9 months pregnant and married another woman while he is still married to my mama. And while my mama's giving birth, my little sister brings the new woman to the hospital. So is that an excuse for me to be unfaithful to my wife? Well, why did you cheat on your wife? Well, my daddy ain't got nothing to do with my daddy. You can't blame your sin on your parents. You can't blame it on anybody else. If you choose what you do. I'm a drug addict because my mama was. No, you a drug addict because you a drug addict.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't blame it on anybody else. That's what Adam did. But it didn't cut it with God.
That's right. Yeah.
God didn't even acknowledge it. God just said, well, you messed up. You messed it up for everybody.
Yeah.
Forever. But we're going to fix it. We're going to curse the earth. But we're going to cover your sin, thank God.
Amen.
He got to looking. He got to listening. He got to laying the blame. Humpty fell. There's yoke everywhere. I'm talking about a mess. You ever try to clean up you ever drop an egg in the floor?
Yes.
That's a chore just to clean up, ain't it? I mean, one bounty won't take care of a busted egg. No, man, that stuff's slimy. It don't really clean up. It don't even absorb. It just spreads. Makes the floor look shiny. I hate busting an egg. I love eggs. Scramble with cheese in them. But when you crack them and get on your hand, you can't even hardly wipe it off your hand. It's a mess to clean up. That's why Jesus came. Because everybody else is trying to clean up that mess. And all they're doing is rubbing that mess on the floor, making it bigger.
Yeah.
More they rubbing, they ain't cleaning up. They just spreading the mess around.
Amen.
With Humpty Dumpty, all the king's horses got involved. That's the machinery.
Yes.
Oh, ain't man come up with some machinery.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. They tried religion. Religion, that'll do it. Man, let's get us some religion. That'll clean up society. Religion's still trying to fix man and ain't done it yet.
Amen.
Joining a church ain't going to fix you.
Amen.
Getting in a baptistry pool ain't going to fix you.
Yeah.
Are y'all all right? I know some very religious people. I know some people that ride Harley-Davidsons religiously. I don't mean they're going to heaven when they die. I know some people that smoke Marlboro cigarettes religiously. Two packs a day. You can do anything religiously. But religion will take you nowhere. Then they thought, well, religion can't fix it. How about government? We need more government. Sounds like the news yesterday, don't it? I know what's wrong with America. We need more government. That's just what they've been crying for centuries. Way back there in the Old Testament, religion wasn't getting it done. You know what they said? We need a king. We need a king. Never had a king. We want us a king. That'll take care of everything. It didn't fix it.
Amen.
Government ain't never fixed nothing. Amen. Y'all don't die on me.
Right.
Obama is a liar.
Amen.
And everybody that's running against him is a liar too.
Amen.
Ain't none of that bunch interested in you. All they want's Air Force One. I think it'd be cool myself. I might throw my hat in the ring. Amen. Me and my wife will go to Hawaii for Christmas. Amen. Boy, some of y'all gonna got sideways with me. I'm telling the truth. Bunch of power-hungry zealots. They're not gonna fix America. The government never has fixed it. Government never will fix it. Government is not there to fix anything.
Amen.
Government is there to protect our rights.
Amen, preacher.
And our freedom. That's what it was designed for. I got to get off that real quick. Woo. Then they come up with Hollywood. I like what the old duck man calls it, Hollyweird. Them some weird people in Hollywood, man.
Yeah.
Let's live in fantasy land. Y'all remember Fantasy Island? The plane. Y'all remember? Tell my age. Kids are looking at me like, what are you talking about? It was a cool TV show, man. Fantasy land. Living in a dream world. Let me tell you something. That dream world ain't real.
Amen.
I tell you how mixed up America is on fantasy. I went to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, was preaching. Preached there every year. First time I went, the preacher took me after the service that night. He said, I'll ride you around the city at night. It's beautiful. And we're driving down the road, and I looked out the window, and there's Rocky Balboa. 20-foot tall, big gold statue, just like on the movie. It's there. It's in Philadelphia. I jumped out of the car. I said, pull over. I jumped out of the car and ran over there and got beside Rocky and had my picture took. If you don't like Rocky, you ain't American. I got back in the car, and the preacher said, I'm going to tell you a funny story. He said, when they put that statue here, he said, there is, and I can't remember his name, so if y'all know, you can yell it out, but there's a real world heavyweight champion boxer from Philadelphia. And I can't remember his name, but he's still living. And when they put that statue there, he had a fit.
Amen.
He said, y'all gonna tell me you're gonna put a statue of a fictitious champion in the city when you got a real champion in the city?
Sir.
Isn't that just like America? You got a real champion living right there among you, but you put a fake Hollywood movie star.
That's good, preacher.
Hollywood ain't fixed nothing.
Amen.
You need to read the headlines in the checkout line.
Yeah.
I grew up watching Bill Cosby, man. Hey, 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 it's Fat Albert. Y'all remember that? Fat Albert, man, that was the coolest cartoon. Had a moral twist to every show.
Yeah.
Taught you something about being good and about being honest. And I mean, it was a good show. And then there was the Cosby Show.
Yeah.
Clean.
Yes.
Even his, what do you call that, stand-up comedy?
Yeah.
Was clean.
Yes.
You could let your children listen to it. I'm standing in the checkout line at Publix the other day, and lo and behold, he's a pervert. We put all our faith in these idols and these heroes. And just like everything else, they let us down. And then comes along education. I'm talking about the king's horses. Education. Boy, are we educated or what? I'm telling you, I ain't never seen nothing like it in my life. You got your phone on you? Let me hold that thing. I'm going to read his text, Jennifer. We'll check on him. That ain't even an iPhone. It's real fun. I would have never dreamed when I was a little boy that I could watch cartoons on a device in my hand. And then take a call. Hello? What are you doing? Oh, I watch a cartoon. Where are you? Sitting in my deer stand. I never dreamed I could sit in a deer stand and watch YouTube videos on horse training while I'm hunting. Man, we smart. We are educated. Jerry Clower put it best. He said, we are educated beyond our intelligence. Oh. That's how he put it. Oh, we're so educated. Artificial hearts, artificial lungs. We got men running in the Olympics with no legs.
Amen.
Smart. Thank God for technology. Thank God for education. But when we get so educated that we know more than God, we're in a mess.
That's good. Come on, preacher.
All the king's horses couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Then all the king's men tried to do their job. Oh, they were some men. I got to quit, I know, but I'm going to finish. They were some great men. Noah. Noah, what a man. What a man was Noah. Built the ark, gathered up all them animals, preached righteousness for all them years. What a man was Noah. But then he got drunk. You say, oh, he was a man.
Amen.
Then there was Jacob. Oh, what a man. Israel. Wow. You always hear the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. We always hear that stuff. But Jacob, you know what he was? He was a liar. He was a liar. Then it was Abraham. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. Father Abraham. You know what he did? He lied. He lied. Then there was Moses. Moses, man, the Ten Commandments. Moses led God's children out of bondage. Moses. He lost his temper. He lost his temper. He wasn't perfect either.
Amen.
Then there was Elijah. Called fire down from heaven. Killed 400 prophets of Baal. 400 devil worshipers. By himself. What a man. But then you find him running. He's running from Jezebel and begging God to kill him. Let me tell you something. He didn't more want to die than a man in the moon.
That's right.
You say, how you know he didn't want to die? All he had to do is go meet Jezebel. If he really wanted out, all he had to do was just sit still and wait on Jezebel. He'd have died.
Yep.
He didn't want to die because he was hiding from Jezebel.
Amen.
Are you listening? Well, then there's David, the sweet psalmist of Israel. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. David, a man after God's own heart, committed adultery and murder. I'm talking about some of the greatest men who ever lived. I'm talking about the patriarchs, the heroes of the faith, Bible people. The king's men couldn't get it done. You know why? They all had fault. They were all born into sin. But listen, and I'm done. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. But there is hope.
Amen.
For Humpty this morning. You see, he had all the king's horses. And he had all the king's men. He had all the machinery. He had all the men. But what he needed was the king.
Amen.
And this morning, you and I have the king. We can bypass the horses. We can bypass the men. We've got the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who knows how to put an egg back together again, who knows how to clean up every last drop, who knows how to cover every sin. Thank God for Jesus, who can put a life back together again. Amen. I preached Friday night to them kids. I told them, I said, we got 40-something people here. I said, y'all wouldn't know it by looking, and you couldn't pick them out if I asked you to. I said, we got people with us right now sitting in this church building just 40-something days off of drugs. And you'd never know it. Why? Because we got the king. We got the king that can fix a life. Hey, listen, the preacher can't fix a life. The church can't fix a life. Hey, the government can't fix a life. Education can't fix a life. But the king can fix a life. And by the way, Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
Amen.
And if you'll just surrender that thing to Him, He can fix it. He can fix your marriage.
Amen.
Some of y'all fighting on the way here this morning. I saw you in the car. Y'all all right? I love to see that. I watch out my window and I pray for you as you're pulling up. But I love to see husbands and wife in the car. And they get out of the car and walk down. Hey, preacher, how you doing? It's good to see y'all. Oh, this is my wife, so-and-so. It ain't what you just called her in the car. I can read lips, amen. He can fix your marriage. 31 years being married to the same woman. I'm here to tell you, God can help you in your relationship. He can fix that troubled teenager. He can even help in them financial situations. He can help with them health situations. I'm talking about one who can put you together again. You ever felt like it's flying apart at the seams? You just fell off the wall? You say, I'm afraid to get right with God. I'm afraid I can't live it. Oh, you're going to fall off that wall over and over and over and over again.
Amen.
You know how I learned to ride a bicycle? Mm-hmm. By falling off of it. I just had to get back on it and go again. We quoted that scripture from Proverbs a while ago, a just man falleth 7 times. It don't stop there, but he riseth up again.
Amen.
If you'll get up and get to God and bring whatever it is that's broken in your life to him. Listen, me and you drop an egg in the floor, all we can do is scoop it up and throw it in the garbage. Is that right? But when we drop our life in the floor and it's busted and the junk's just running everywhere and you're trying to clean it up and all you're doing is making it worse, Jesus can put it back together again. Jesus can put it together in such a way that you never know it was broke to start with.
Amen.
I was thinking about the eggs this morning. I started to bring one, but I was afraid it would be everywhere the time I got done. If you set an egg on this pulpit, Brother William, you stand it up on its end, somebody tell me what it's going to do as soon as I turn it loose. Say it again. Either end. It's got a fat end, a skinny end. It won't stand on neither end, will it? It can't stand on its own. It cannot balance itself. It's not designed to stand on its own. And neither are you. We were designed to have God in our life. I could put that egg in my hand and hold it right there. As long as I hold it, that egg's fine. As long as we put our lives in the hand of God, we'll be all right. There's hope for Humpty Dumpty this morning. I don't know what's broken in your life, but I know who can fix it. Let's stand our feet together this morning. Brother Todd, if y'all would come and get us a song this morning. Listen, while they're coming to the piano, could we just bow our head and close our eyes? Nobody looking around this morning. I wonder how many of you'd be real honest. Say, Brother Eddie, I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven. But I got something broken in my life. I've got something that needs to be put back together again. Pray the Lord to help me to get those pieces and put them back where they go. Just slip up your hand. Hands all over this building. This altar ought to be full this morning. Why don't you bring that broken mess, that broken egg, that fragile thing, why don't you bring it to God right now? I wouldn't even wait on them to sing. You raised your hand, you got something busted, bring it. People coming right now. That's good. That's good. Bring it to God this morning. Oh, he's a wonderful egg fixer, I'm here to tell you. Bring it to him. Maybe somebody here this morning, you say, preacher, I got broken stuff in my life, but I'm not saved. I'm not sure if I died right now, heaven would be my home. Hey, let me pray for you. I won't drag you to the altar. I won't call your name. Just want to pray for you. You say, preacher, I'm not sure if I died right now, heaven would be my home. Please pray for me. Just slip up your hand. Anybody? Two already got saved this morning. Hallelujah. Preacher, remember me. I don't know if I died today, I'd go to heaven.
Mama, come pray with some lady. God dealing with your heart this morning. Find you a place in this altar. Tell the Lord about it. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you this morning in Jesus' name, Lord, thank you so much that you can take a broken life and put it back together again. Lord, there's no shame in being broken. Lord, the only shame's in staying broken. Lord, I pray you help somebody to get at that fix this morning. You saw every hand, you know every heart, you know every need. Father, please deal with us accordingly. Have your way in this altar call, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.